Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Sarah Ross.
And you are with
Mitchell County Department of Social Services.
One other thing that I wanted to ask you now, of course, setting down and considering being a foster parent is something that the general public can do. Is there anything else that just folks in the community can do to help in any way with what's going on with these kids or stuff? What can we do? Is there anything?
Absolutely. There's all kinds of ways to be able to contribute. If children is the focus, then there are ways to contribute by donating food for trainings. If they're becoming licensed as a respite provider, meaning perhaps our foster parents just need a break, need a weekend or a date night, mm-hmm. You could be licensed as a respite provider and just allow them a night where they get to just kind of go back to normal for a weekend or a night. You could help us create backpacks or suitcases with necessities for children. Oftentimes children have just a few moments when they come into care to gather their things and they don't know how to pack for themselves.
Right.
And so they come in with nothing or things in a trash bag that really doesn't meet their needs that day for the next week when they're expected to be at school within X amount of hours of coming into care. It's a big piece. Homework, helping foster parents with homework with kids, if that's your skill, is patience and education, music lessons, hobbies, these things, anything that would be supportive to foster families and helping diversify the interest of these children are fantastic. If your skill set's more with adults, we are also guardians of many adults in the community mm-hmm. that are oftentimes would need visitors, somebody to come knit Afghans that can keep them warm, visit them on the holidays, mm-hmm. remember them for Mother's Day or Father's Day or Veterans Day, that sometimes those visits don't happen.
If folks want more information, would like to maybe consider talk with you more, phone numbers, websites, Facebooks, things like that where they could start the process of getting in touch with you?
Absolutely. We are on Facebook at Mitchell County Department of Social Services. You can call us 24 hours a day. After business hours are going to be a crisis line. Mm-hmm. But Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, we will be there to answer the call.
The telephone number for Mitchell County Department of Social Services is 688-2175. That's 688-2175. There is a lot of information available about the department online. You can just Google Mitchell County, North Carolina Department of Social Services and find out all sorts of information. This is part three of a three-part conversation with Sarah Ross, the director of Mitchell County's Department of Social Services. If you did not get to hear the first two segments and would like to hear them, or if you'd like to hear all three again, you can go to our website and just look for Community Close-Up, and you'll find the information there of how to click on it and listen to the segments once again. There's lots of ways for all of us to get involved to help the job of the folks at DSS, especially where foster care children are concerned. So keep that in mind. That's a great need in our community, and that might be something you or someone you know might want to be involved in. I will mention this is the Department of Social Services of Mitchell County, and I just happen to talk to Sarah, but no matter where you live, Avery, McDowell, or Yancey, there's a Department of Social Services with many of the very same needs and the very same thing going on. They all need folks to be foster parents. They all need folks to be respite parents. So contact your county's Department of Social Services and find out where you can get involved. Thank you so much to Sarah Ross, who is the director of the Mitchell County Department of Social Services, for being with us the last 3 days. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.